Okay, welcome to the Nuzman, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so last, huh? The photocopies are not working. I don't like learning on your phone. I don't like that. So whatever we get to inside, you'll just listen bal peh the way Tarsh bal peh is supposed to be anyway. Okay, so I don't like doing that. Okay, kids. So last man, what we learned was a sikh from Lach Rebbe Minyanei Shel Tarsa Chassidus about the meaning of Chassidus. So I figured we did that, which was very like it was from the Rebbe, so it was very like Chabad, like flavor and oriented in that way. But I figured maybe for this new zman we'll do something similar, another like sort of kuntris or whatever, a mimer regarding the inyan of Chassidus, but coming from a different angle. So it's interesting. In like the history of Chassidus, I think maybe until nowadays, until Mamish currently, I don't. There's not too many like mamorim or you know kuntrisim whatever that were written by like Gedolei Chassidus to really explain what Chassidus is. I only know of like sort of three. You have the Sichem Lavach Rebbe that we learned. You have also the introduction to the Beis Yaakov and Mishbetz. So the introduction to that was written by the Beis Yaakov's son, Rav Gershon Henochel, the Sad Yisharm with the Radziner, the Tcheles, the Baal Tcheles. So he wrote an introduction to the Beis Yaakov. That introduction is also like sort of the history of Pnimis HaTorah and how it flows into Chassidus. But it's interesting, you know, it's like in Chabad, when you're reading something about Chassidus, it's always like, and everything flows into the Baal Tanya and all the Rebbe's of Chabad, you know, by the Beis Yaakov, by the Sad Yisharm. So when he's talking about Chassidus, everything flows to Pshischa, to the Kotzke, to Ishbitze, you know, that it's just coming from that place. And the other thing is, the third one I know of is the Sefer Mavi Sharm, the Kuntris, whatever, Mavi Sharm, from the Piazetz and from the Eish Kodesh. It's also coming from a different angle. So the Eish Kodesh, again, is a little bit, I guess, a little bit of an introduction. So it's print, this thing that's the Sefer, whatever you call it, Mavi Sharm, it's printed in, I think, I don't know if there's any other printings of it, it's printed in a Sefer that he wrote, Achsharas Avreichen. The Eish Kodesh wrote a Sefer, famously, Chavis HaTalmidim. Chavis HaTalmidim is directed to like high school age kids. And it's not, it's, you know, the whole, in Poland and Hungary, Galicia, those places, for young Bachrim, didn't really learn Chassidus in an organized way. It wasn't part of the curriculum at all. It was definitely, the environment, the culture was supposed to be like permeated with the ruach of Chassidus, but they weren't learning it like systematically. It wasn't b'chlal. They're learning in those countries were not so systematic. B'chlal, definitely not Chassidus. So Chavis HaTalmidim is directed to like high school age kids. So there's really no talk over there about the learning of Chassidus. It's the whole thing is about b'mechazik stam learning and Yiddishkeit and how to develop as Ben Aliyah, but again, it's permeated with like the ruach of Chassidus. So there's like a varmth and like a varmkeit and a, and then there's another sefer that he has, which is like sort of the next one, the next volume is called Hacharas Avreichim, which is already geared towards an avrich, right? It's already talking about past high school age, you know, more base medrash. At that point, you're married by the, you know, in that world. So it's Hacharas Avreichim. Over there, again, still, even by Avreichim, they weren't necessarily learning Chassidus in a formalized, structured way. B'chlal, the Chassidus in those countries was more like by the Rebbe, by Tish, and say, Torah, it wasn't structured like that. But already in Hacharas Avreichim, there's already discussion that the Piazetzna has about the foundations of Chassidus and the concepts of Chassidus. So in the context of that Sefer, he wrote something that's called Mavi Sharm. Mavi Sharm is mamish, like what Chassidus is. But again, it's coming from a different angle than in Chabad or Bavitch Rebbe. So it's a very interesting perspective. So whatchamacallit. So that's what the Mavi Sharm is. So you don't have this in front of you. But the basically, I guess the outline of the Sefer Mavi Sharm is sort of, it begins with him, the idea is that he's presenting in Mavi Sharm is that Chassidus is sort of a throwback to the way of Nevi'im. That's really the angle that he takes. That the Tars of Chassidus is really a reemergence of what was going on by the times of the Nevi'im. And as a hachana for Mashiach, which is where Nevu is going to come back, so the Baal Shem Tov came to sort of reintroduce us to the ways of the Nevi'im. and to avoid this Hashem that's oriented by Nevi'im. So that's really, so the first, I guess, couple prakim of Mavish Arim is talking about the inyan of Nevuah, how Nevuah works, what's the inyan of a Navi. So it's a little bit technical and a little bit difficult. So I figured we're not going to go through that. It'll take us too long. So we're going to start from Parag Gimel in Mavish Arim. Okay, and any point that he references back to the earlier prakim about Nevuah, so obviously, you know, we'll go back. We'll see that particular piece. But that's what Mavish Arim is. I mean, Bechlal, the only, again, the thrust of Mavish Arim, once he begins to talk about what Chassidus is and how it relates back to the times of Nevi'im, he then discusses like the different streams of Chassidus. He references Chabad and the approach of Chabad Chassidus, but very quickly, because that's not where he's coming from. So what you'll see is that, like I said, it's very different. Like in Chabad, when you're learning about, even when they're learning about Chassidus, it's about like the seichel, the ideas, the intellectual side of Chassidus. By the Mavish Arim, by the Piazetz, again, coming from that world of Poland, Hungary, Galicia, these types of places, so it's much more Avodah-oriented, much more Avodah-oriented. So when he'll talk about Chassidus, he'll talk about the concepts and ideas of like, of what Chabad focuses on, but more than that, he's then gonna much more focus heavily on the Avoida, on the Mesiris Nefesh in Avodas Hashem, on traveling to Tzadikim, like those types of things, and put that in the context of Chassidus. So it's a very different, it's a different angle, Bechlal. And Bechlal, again, the only place, really the only stream of Chassidus that really made learning of Chassidus as part of the curriculum was Chabad. And that's, you know, by the Rebbe, and even then it wasn't always, it was by the Rebbe Rashab, really, when he established the system of Yeshivas Tam Chetimim. That's when he, you know, made Chassidus part of the curriculum. There's that grad that's interesting. There's we have correspondence between him and Reb Chaim Brisker about I think it was before Tam Chetimim started, him trying to tell Reb Chaim that like you have to, that there's a chesaron in Yerushalayim in the yeshivas, so you have to introduce a little pnimius to it. So there's a whole back and forth. Reb Chaim said, even in pnimius you could forget about God. So Rashab said, that's when you learn Kabbalah, not Chassidus. That goes just back and forth. But at that point, there was no Hasnagdus anymore. I mean, there was different. There was Chassidim and the Litvish were different, but Hasnagdus, there was no Hasnagdus anymore. But that already goes back to it was like the official moment of when like. The Hisnagdus ended. Officially you can say it's probably by when the Tzemach Tzedek, by the grandfather Rashab already, the Tzemach Tzedek and Ravitzel Volozhiner. So you have the Vilna Gaon, right? Chaim Volozhiner starts the Yeshiva Volozhin, and Chaim Volozhiner's son, Ravitzel Volozhiner, takes over the Yeshiva after Chaim was Nifter. So there was a big inyan with the Russian government and the Tsars trying to make Xeris against the Yeshivas and the Chadarim, which was like an everyday occurrence over there, but there was like a big problem. And so there was a huge gathering and a huge like effort to deal with the government, and the Tzemach Tzedek and Ravitzel Volozhiner partnered together with that. So that was like the official, you know, bury the hatchet, like everything is fine at that point. It's still different, but it's, so at that point there was, there's no machlokes. But again, but this inyan of Chabad is very different. Huh? Oh, I don't know the exact years. I mean, the Hasnagdus was like again from the Baal Shem Tov. There was Hasnagdus, but it wasn't as severe. When it started to become like during the Baal Shem Tov's lifetime, it's hard to say that it was like a movement. It was Baal Shem Tov would travel around, gather Talmidim, and it was like this thing developing. But it was, you know, it really by the Mizrach Magid, that's when it became really like a movement. The Mizrach Magid would send this chassidim to make shtiblach and to really change things. That's what the Mizrach Magid, especially by the Baal Tanya. So you're talking about, I don't know, late 17 to like mid 1800s. Like, you know, at some point in like the early to mid 1800s, that's when the Hasnagdus. And it wasn't that long, but it's just like, you know, the trauma of it we carry. But it wasn't so much. Huh?
What was the Piasetna?
So the Piasetna, he was killed in the Holocaust. We're talking about early 90s. I don't know exactly when he wrote this Mavish Arim. Huh? His yard sites tonight, tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Schussi Yagin Alayna. Schussi Yagin Alayna. Yeah.
In Oberland, this is between Litva and Chassidus. In Oberland, because of Chassidus.
I'm so happy you're back. I wasn't going to write Oberland. I have no Oberland, but I got no Hungarian, but nothing. Polish and Russian, that's what
I'm saying. In Oberland, there was a tremendous tremendous length with Hasidus,
yeah,
was of the Chasam Sofer, with the Chodesh Chasam and Torah.
Yeah, that's a...
And it was against the Nidik, so he was very stolz and tremendous thing. But it wasn't an intellectual thing, it was like the survival mode. That
so once, I'm saying, once Revital Elojan and the Tzimach Tzel, it's, you know... There's a whatever. It's not so nice. It's not a video that like. There's a lot of videos about the Bava Shreva that I could like to see. You know, this one is not. You know, not because there's one. There's one. I don't know, whatever. There's a year that it's a funny thing. Like he waited online. He waited online for hours. You know, mamish hours. So what's he gonna wait online for hours to see the Rebbe? And what's his like thing? He comes to the Rebbe. He's like, I heard that the Bava Shreva don't sleep in the sukkah. It's like, and the Rebbe like mamish like was like, Rebbe's like, and the Rebbe's like, you bring up what are you doing? Rebbe's like, by Tzimach Tzel, Revital Elojan, are we ready? You know, you settled the issue. Now you bring up old. Now this person, I mean, hey, I don't know if he ever knew about the Revital Elojan. You didn't know about the history of it, whatever. It was like, it's old stuff. But I'll go upon him again. So again, like in the world of the Piazetz now. Again, the focus is sort of the ruach of Chassidus and the atmosphere, the culture that's created by the concept of Chassidus. But the learning of Chassidus was not formalized in that way. But Bamav Yishrim, again, like I said, it's coming from a different angle. After learning the kunch, the sikha from the Rebbe, so certainly we'll appreciate more the depth of what's going on behind the scenes over here. But again, just to begin, so I guess you just listen in. So again, the beginning of Perek Gimel, he starts like this. So he starts off with a famous, with a quoting a famous letter. When the Baal Shem Tov had an Aliyas Neshama, right? When his Neshama went up to Shemayim in the year Tavkuv Zayin. So Haya Behechal Mashiach, right? So this is a letter that is an authentic, that's quoted already by the Talmid in Baal Shem. It's quoted in Degel Mach Nefrayim, Talis Yaakov Yosef also references it. So it goes back. So when the Baal Shem Tov had an Aliyas Neshama, so he was in the Hechal of Mashiach. When is Mashiach coming? So Noah Mashiach, so Mashiach answers him, right? When Torah Chassidus spreads forth. So Kenoida Bigeras HaKodesh of a Sefer HaKodesh Paras Yosef, and this is a well-known letter that we have from the Paras Yosef, again, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in one of his other Sfarim. So the Piazetzin says like this, Chassidus Acheris his Galus Lefnei HaMashiach Ashiyov V'Meiramenu. The final revelation of Torah, the final piece, the unfolding of Torah that started with Har Sinai, the final aspect of Torah that needs to be revealed before Mashiach comes, was Chassidus, right? So again, it's one of those things that like nowadays, you know, when these types of statements of like Chassidus is, you know, is necessary for Mashiach, and like it's the final, you know, like the battle cry of how important it is that Fatzis Mayanis is certainly nowadays like Chabad, you know, that's when you hear these statements, you think of it, but this is the P.S.S. in the writing. This is how he begins. That Afatz is Mayanis and Taras Chassidus is the final revelation necessary in order for Mashiach to come. But more than that, Vereshes Richas Kavi Ar Kedushasahi. Not only is it the final stage of revelation that's needed to bring Mashiach, but it itself is the beginning of Arishal Mashiach. It itself is the beginning of Arishal Mashiach. Iker His Galas HaMashiachas. Now, once we understand, and this is again something that the Rebbe, we learned this also in the Sikha from the Rebbe. Once we see Chassidus in that light of being the beginning of Arishal Mashiach, so to then really identify what Chassidus is, you then have to really identify what the meaning of Mashiach is. When you understand what Mashiach is, then we'll understand what the beginning of that is, which is Taras Chassidus. So what is the Iker His Galus HaMashiach is? What's the Iker Giloy that Mashiach will bring? So Nechnelas B'Pasuk. So the Pesachin said the Iker Giloy of Mashiach is contained in the Pasuk that the Rambam ends off Mishnah Torah with, Umolarts Deyas Hashem, Kemayim Liamachasim. When Mashiach comes, the knowledge of Hashem will fill the world like water fills the ocean. The Yesoid, so, and what does that mean? So the knowledge of Hashem filling the world like water fills the ocean. The Yesoid Tarsa Baal Shem Tov, and therefore the found, so that's what Mashiach is. And again, Chassidus is the beginning of that. So the Yisoy Taras HaBaal Shem Tov, so and therefore to then appreciate the foundation of Taras HaBaal Shem Tov and how it's the beginning of that revelation of Mala Arts Deyas Hashem K'mayim Lachasim. So says the Piazetz, the Nechlelis B'Hapshat Asher Gila B'Kadshai Al Pasuk Molay Kol Arts Kavayda. So the Piazetz says like this, again, Mashiach means a time period where God's knowledge fills everything. God's presence is felt in everything and everywhere. If Teresa Chassidus is the beginning of that, so the one, I guess, Vart, that you can, again, in that world, like Chassidus was given over in I'm not say Vertlach, like to not to downgrade it, but again, in Chabad is with Mamorim and Sichas, long Arichas Devarim. In this world, it's with Pshat and a Pasuk, you know? But those Pshatim that the Gedolei Chassidus said contained within them the essence of Chassidus. So the Pi's essence is like this. So what's the Vart that we have from the Baal Shem Tov that captures the essence of Chassidus, which is the beginning of Arishal Mashiach? So said the Pi's Etzin, it was the following Vart. And it's not such a Vart. The Pasuk says, Moloi kol aretz kevoidai, that the whole world is full of Hashem's glory. Said the Baal Shem Tov, that's Kipshutai. Literally. That's the Vart from the Baal Shem. That's Chassidus. That's Chassidus. And that's the beginning. The recognition of that, that Moloi kol aretz kevoidai is Kipshutai, that literally, the world is full of Hashem's glory. That's the beginning of Arishal Mashiach, which then blossoms and develops into Molar Deis Hashem Kamein Lachas. So that's like, so he explains. What he explains? Rabim Af Rabim B'Toyra. A few more minutes. Rabim Af Rabim B'Toyra. Here Bulir Daif as Kadosh Yisrael B'Shvil Zeh. Many people from Yidis, I mean B'Toyra, like many from Gedolim, were right if, you know, persecuted the holy, the Baal Shem Tov, because of this Vart. Mm-hmm. Because of this Vart. That Moles Kevoidai is Kipshutai. They were right if him. But Amram, because they would say, Shechas V'Sholom, Agashim Ubezeh, Es Kevoid Shel Marlo. Because what you're saying with that is that you're being Magashim, you're making Hashem's glory so material, earthly, and like, so, therefore, the usual interpretation of what does mean molars kavaydai? Not that Hashem's presence fills the whole world kipshuta. Obviously not, because Hashem is in the heavens, and this world is a favor from the place. So, what does it mean Hashem's kavod fills the world? It means that you could still learn from the world about Hashem. You could somehow, Hashem made the world in such a way that you can do mitzvahs, which honors Hashem, things like that. But not kipshutai. To say kipshutai means you're bringing Hashem all the way, you're equating heaven and earth. That seems to be a terrible downgrade.
Sounds like
Chabad. So that's what I'm saying. So he says like this, but the holy... The one that's awake and the one that's holy, the Baal Shem Tov, Asher min Shemayin Ochis, that came down from heaven, Kedoshenu HaBaal Shem Tov, the holy Baal Shem Tov, who's quoting a pasuk in Daniel, the one that's awake and holy that came from heaven, the Baal Shem Tov, Yada, he knew, Shaloi Levat She'enem Agashim Chas V'Shalom, that not only is this Vart that he said not a downgrade in Kavod Shemayim, right? This is increasing Kavod Shemayim to say that the earth is also full of God's glory, literally, right? And understand, said the Bizetzin, when the Baal Shem Tov said this Vart, it wasn't just an idea. Again, this is in its root of what the Bizetzin is trying to say, is that Chassidus, as we know this, we saw this from the Rebbe also, that it's a revelation, it's a gila, it's not just ideas. So even though he said it in a Vart, right? But that Vart was opening a gateway, was just breaking through mechitzas to allow a truth into the world. And that truth is, Molei kol aretz kevoidai, mamash. Or Einai movadai, kis kipshuta. That's the Vart. That's the Vart. V'loi rak pshat v'seichel oyim b'zeh, it wasn't just an idea. Rak es ha-shachar shalofnei Mashiach mimorim heyer. Rather, when the Baal Shem Tov said this, the Baal Shem Tov was bringing the light of Mashiach into the world. And he was making paving the way for Mashiach. V'im lo yidnu lahakdim es ha-shachar. And he says an amazing thing. And why is it necessary? Why is this necessary? Why can't we just sit back and wait for Mashiach to come when he comes? Why do we have to pave the way? We obviously have to pave the way. So he says, because im lo yidnu lahakdim es ha-shachar, if we don't prepare ourselves with the light of the morning, like to get ourselves accustomed to the light of the sun, v'lo yisragel ha-oilam baris ha-shachar, and we won't accustom ourselves for the light of the day, so to speak, as es hashemesh al Mashiach, then when the sun does come, when Mashiach does come, chas v'shalom mefriyim malalas, it's going to be overwhelming, and it's going to be too difficult for people to transition into that. Hashem made the world in such a way where it's not like super dark, and then, you know, midday. The transition, Hashem wants us to, that's Gul Barachmim, right? That's Mashiach Shekami Barachmim, in a way that's not overwhelming for us. So Hashem sends the Baal Shem Tov to accustom us to a way of thinking that's Mashiachtik. When Mashiach comes, it's not just a way of thinking. When Mashiach comes, every single cell and every single blade of grass will be clearly experienced as part of Hashem's world. So in order to prepare us for that, we have to wrap our heads around it and to begin to serve Hashem in that way. And that's what Chassidus is. And again, it's summed up in that vart of Molek Eretz Kvoida Yiskipshutai. That's what he says. Loch in Hichris B'Kodshai, therefore the Baal Shem Tov called out in holiness, V'Amar, Loibel Vad, and this is what how he says it. Loibel Vad Shebetoich Kol Dover Medivrei Ha'olam Chiyas Elokim Elokis Nimsa. Again, this is something he's going to talk about more in depth. The difference between the Mekubalim, the difference between the way of the Mekubalim and Chassidus. Because again, it's also one of the misnomers that Chassidus is just a watered-down version of Kabbalah. It's not like that. It's a whole different level. Not only, said the Baal Shem Tov, does Elokus, does divinity, enliven and fill the kalim of this world, that's something that all the Mekubalim talked about. That's not a chiddush from the Baal Shem. V'alchiyas hazeh geshem ha'aretz soviv u'mastir. And that life force of Hashem that fills the kalim of this world is concealed by the vessels. And it's something that in order to find that divine light, you have to sort of break through the vessels and to get in there. Rak gam hageshem v'gam ha'artzias, rak lonu kageshem nira. The chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov was that the kalim themselves are also made of light. And the physicality of this world is only seems to us as separate from the light that fills it. That's only our perspective. U'be'emes hakol elokus. The truth is, everything is elokus. You need to have good eyes and a holy body to be able to experience that. And he says, when you prepare yourself and you're able to then see the world properly, then all you're seeing is Hashem, and all that's seeing you is Hashem. That's all there is. And even the physical garment of the world, the hakelim and the kelim, meleim aretz kvodis baruch, are themselves full of light. So it's not like, again, it's not only the pshat that the water fills the cup. The cup is also the same material as the water, kivyach, right? So it's not just elokus filling the kelim, but the kelim themselves are made of the same material as the elokus that fills it. The difference between the light inside and the kalim on the outside is that the light on the inside is a material kviyachal of God's presence that's obvious, and the kalim on the outside is a material of godliness that's not so obvious. And this is where Chassidus even says that the truth is, once we understand this, then maybe the kalim, the material of the kalim, is even deeper. Maybe it's even deeper, because to be able to hide yourself is maybe a bigger trick than to be open and revealed, right? So that's what symptoms of Shleik Yipshutai. So he says, V'areishis. And this idea, this wrapping your heads around this, is the beginning of Umol Artzeis Hashem. Because Umol Artzeis Hashem means not that the water, again, that's the Rebbe used to say this a lot also, not only when it says in Pasuk, the water fills the ocean. The word doesn't fill the ocean. The word Yam, it means the floor of the ocean, but it also means the ocean itself. Like the word Yam means the water in the ocean, but it also means the floor of the ocean that contains the water. The word Yam means both the water in the Kli and the Kli itself. Umala ha'aretz deyas Hashem, the world be full of God's knowledge, like the water fills the ocean. In other words, kimayim liyam mechasim, that the yam itself is the same thing as the water. It's the same material. And that's going to be revealed with Mashiach. The beginning of that is the coming, is the Torah Chassidus.
Similar to the Yichud that the Alter describes Torah
and Hay. Yeah.
It's
it's all coming from the, again. That's what we're going to see. It's all coming from this. It's just different ways of saying it, different ways of expressing it, and so on and so forth. But Al-Kopan, again, this is we'll start with this Bez Hashem. So tomorrow morning I have the Neshe Shir, and then I'm probably going to be away on Wednesday. But Bez Hashem, again, this is a Psicha Shir. So I guess Bez Hashem Thursday morning, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we'll pick up on this again. Okay, by that point, hopefully the minis will be okay. Shkoyach.
Should we get that ripping already?